And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by Tillkill Frederick, the Tillkill Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkill Girls. For more on Tillkill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is April 19th. This is episode number 35, but you would be wondering right now, what happened to episode 34? Well, due to a DDoS attack on the server of Tor Radio, you can't get to the archive of where the episodes are. So if you're actually listening to this, which I know you are, you're actually technically watching the logo on YouTube right now. So to those of you who are paying attention to us on YouTube, thank you. Sorry for the inconvenience. It really sucks, but we have to do what we have to do to keep the podcast going right now while the webmaster gets things taken care of on Tor Radio to get us back up and running through there. So apologies for that. What you missed on the last episode was me announcing that due to scheduling conflicts, Haley is still co-host of the show. She just will not be on as often as we would like her to be. Taking or filling in when she cannot come on is our good friend Edward Dixon Kendrick IV. He can't say anything yet because I won't let him. And, you know, who you all heard when we did the trade deadline special. So, Dixon, buddy, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Doing good. All right. And of course, you'll be taking care of the Chicago's and the Western Conference for the show when Haley is not able to come on. And here's the other thing. We could have it where all three of us are on. That way we can get three different perspectives on this show. And with that, we're going to hop right into the action. We're going to go into Game 2 of the Philadelphia Flyers versus the Washington Capitals on April 16th. The lineup for the Caps was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Mike Richards and Marcus Johansson, Daniel Winnick with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson. You had on defense, you had Carl Alzner, Matt and Nat Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby in net. In the first period, Brandon Manning was called for holding at 13:32, and on that power play at 14:08, John Carlson scored his second of the series from Nicholas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson, their second and third of the playoffs, respectively. And then at 16:06, Jason Chimera would be called for cross-checking. Then at 16:59, John Carlson would be called for cross-checking. And at the 20-minute mark at the end of the period, Radko Gudas would be called for cross-checking, and Jason Chimera called for high-sticking. At the end of the first, the Caps would be up 1-0. However, the Philadelphia Flyers would outshoot the Caps 19-5. Faceoffs were 10-7 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 17-14 in favor of the Flyers. And the Flyers were 0-2, where the Caps were 1-1 on the power play. This was an okay period for the Caps. They drew a penalty, which resulted in a power play goal. The Caps' penalty kill came up huge near the end of the first, and Braden Holtby was lights out. Key thing for the Caps is they need to stay disciplined and out of the penalty box. The Caps also need to generate more scoring opportunities as they're outshot 19-5 in this first period. And with that, going into the second period, at 2:26 of the period, Jason Chimera got his first of the playoffs from Carl Alzner and Matt Niskanen, both their first assists of the playoffs as well. And Jason Chimera getting the fluky center ice tip that went past Mason. Then at 8:50, Andrei Burakovsky and Nick Cousins would both be called for roughing. And then at 9:37, Jacob Voracek would score his first of the playoffs from Braden Schenn and Shane Gostisbehere. And then at 10:09, TJ Oshie would be called for hooking. And at 16:42, Mark Strait would be called for holding, which on the power play at 7:21, Alex Ovechkin would score his first of the playoffs from Nicholas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson, their third and fourth assists of the playoffs, respectively. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 3-1. Shots were 31-18 in favor of Philadelphia. Faceoffs were 24-16 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 28-24 in favor of the Flyers. The Flyers would be 0-3 on the power play as the Caps were 2-2. And then this was also another okay period for the Capitals. While the Flyers controlled most of the tempo, the Caps weathered the storm very well. Key for the third period will be discipline. The Caps need to stay out of the box and not give the Flyers any more power play opportunities. which in the third period at 17:47, Nicklas Backstrom will score his first of the playoffs from TJ Oshie and John Carlson, both their first assists of the playoffs, to ice the game for the Caps. And at 19:57, Tom Wilson will be called for roughing. The Caps are going to win Game 2 and take the 2-0 series lead 4-1. Shots were 42-23 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 33-29 in favor of the Caps. Hits were 38-36 in favor of the Caps. The Flyers are 0-4, and the Caps were 2-2 on the power play. This was a good game for the Capitals. The Flyers, I felt, controlled most of the tempo, but the Capitals proved why they are the better team in this series and were able to score on multiple different opportunities, specifically on their power play, which was a perfect 2-2, and their penalty killing was a perfect 0-4 as well. Or 4-4 as well. So overall, a good period for the Caps, or a good game for the Caps. They take the 2-0 lead in the series going into Game 3, which would be played in Philadelphia, which was yesterday. But we'll get that to a little bit later. Which then now brings us to the NHL news and notes for April 16th. Dixon, darling, sweetheart, why don't you take it away?
I don't have anything, so I'm going to throw it right back to you.
Dixon, Google Drive, TXHT folder. It's in there. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, since you're looking it up, I might as well go right into it. So on the 16th as well, the New York Rangers played precisely the way they wanted Saturday on their way to evening their series with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Four unanswered goals helped the Rangers defeat the Penguins 4-2 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference first round at Consol Energy Center. JT Miller had the primary assist on second period goals by Keith Yandle, Derek Brassard, and Matt Zuccarello 4-14 apart to give the Rangers a 3-1 lead in that period. Obviously, that series is now tied at 1-1. Game 3 is tonight in Madison Square Garden. And then Antoine Roussel scored a peculiar goal. Carey Lehtinen made 25 saves, and the Dallas Stars defeated the Minnesota Wild 2-1 in Game 2 of the Western Conference first round at American Airlines Center on Saturday. Dallas took a 2-0 lead in their best-of-seven series. Game 3 is at Xcel Energy Center, which was played yesterday on Monday. Roussel gave the Stars a 1-0 lead 3:54 into the second period. While he was behind the net, the puck hit his skate and deflected into the air and went over the back of the net, hit goalie Devan Dubnyk near his nameplate, and dropped over the goal line. This goal was also put under review for coach's challenge. And then in the final game of the 16th, Joe Pavelski scored his third goal in two games. Martin Jones made 26 saves, and the San Jose Sharks held off the Los Angeles Kings 2-1 in Game 2 of the Western Conference first round at Staples Center on Saturday. San Jose has a 2-0 series lead going into Game 3 at SAP Center on Monday, or yesterday. The Sharks led the NHL during the regular season with 28 road wins. However, they were 18-23 at home. As they did in Game 1, the Sharks were able to match the Kings' physicality. Pavelski, who had two goals in San Jose's 4-3 victory in Game 1, scored 3:37 into the first period on the Sharks' first shot of the game. On a broken play, he was alone in the right circle, found a rolling puck, and took a high-risk shot that caught the short side on goaltender Jonathan Quick to give the Sharks a 1-0 lead. And with that, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to go over Chicago-St. Louis Game 3, NHL News and Notes for the 17th. And Dixon? Dixon?
Yes, sir.
I hope you're ready.
Yes.
And we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, the MCW Spring Fever 2016 tour is coming to an end on Saturday, April 23rd at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland. Come see Sean Waltman and Billy Gunn in action. Plus, come see, for a very special engagement, WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. For more information or to purchase tickets to the MCW Spring Fever 2016 tour finale, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. Mike here, along with Dixon, And we are also brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Kevin Smith, Peter Capaldi, Riddle, John Barrowman, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And we now go to April 17th, Game 3, Chicago versus St. Louis in Chicago. Dixon, you better be ready. Now take it away.
All right, so for April 17th, it was Chicago versus St. Louis for Game 3 of the Western Conference first round. Your Chicago lines were Ladd, Taves, and Hossa, Panarin, Anisimov, Kane, Panik, Trevanian, Weiss, Fleischman, Kruger, and Shaw. Your defensive pairings were Keith Palmerson, Svedberg, and Seabrook, Van Riemsdyk, and Roosevelt, and Crawford in goal. For the first period, you have Chicago, who scored at 12:18, with a shorthanded goal by Seabrook, assisted by Taves and Kane. That was Taves' second goal and Kane's third. The St. Louis goal was by Perico, his first of the playoffs, assisted by Pietrangelo and Fabbri with his first assist of the season. With the penalties for the first period was Brosiak served by Fabbri for roughing at 1:49, and Brosiak got another roughing at 1:49. Svedberg for Chicago for roughing at 1:49. St. Louis Bomeister for hooking at 3:41. St. Louis's Bomeister for interference at 5:46. Chicago's Svedberg for high sticking at 12:04. St. Louis is Edmondson for crushing at 19:31, and Chicago's Shaw for slashing at 19:31 as well. For the second period, you have a Chicago by Anisimov, assisted by Panarin, and the penalty for Chicago was by Upshaw from St. Louis for tripping at 9:38. For the third period of the third period, you had St. Louis's goal by Bergeron, assisted by Shattenkirk and Fabbri at 5:15. You had Chicago with the penalty for Kane for high sticking at 11:51, and then St. Louis scored from Schwartz on a power play goal, and then Backes and Tarasenko with the second and first assists, respectively, for the third period. Overall, San Chicago ended up winning that game by the score of
St. Louis won the game 3-2.
3-2. Overall, it was a very good game for St. Louis. Second period was a very competitive second period. There was only the one goal and the one penalty. Other than that, Chicago did look a little shaky during their first home playoff game of the season.
All right, Dixon. And other news and notes on the 17th, Andreas Anastasiou, I think I said that right, and Henrik Zetterberg scored, and Peter Mrazek made 16 saves in the Detroit Red Wings 2-0 win against the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference First Round Series at Joe Louis Arena on Sunday. The Lightning led the best of seven series. Now lead the best of seven series 2-1. Game 4 is today in Detroit. It was also Mrazek's third career Stanley Cup playoff shutout, all of them coming against the Lightning. He was the backup the first two games of the series behind Jimmy Howard, who allowed 7 goals on 64 shots. Then Thomas Hickey is no stranger to scoring overtime goals. Hickey, whose overtime goal on April 5th put the New York Islanders into the Stanley Cup playoffs, scored at 12:31 of OT on Sunday to give the Islanders a 4-3 win against the Florida Panthers in Game 3 of their Eastern Conference first-round series at Barclays Center. Josh Bailey won a battle along the boards to get the puck to Brock Nelson behind the net. He found Hickey, a defenseman, coming down the slot for a one-timer that beat Roberto Luongo. It was Hickey's first Stanley Cup playoff goal in 11 games. And finally, the Nashville Predators won the first two games of the Stanley Cup playoff series for the first time in franchise history by holding off the Anaheim Ducks 3-2 in Game 2 of the Western Conference first round on Sunday at Honda Center. Mattias Ekholm, Craig Smith, and Shea Weber scored for the Predators, and Pekka Rinne made 27 saves. The series continues tonight at Bridgestone Arena for Game 3. And with that, we are going to go back to another break, and when we come back, we'll be going over Game 3 of the Caps and Flyers and NHL news and notes for the 18th, and we'll also talk about the Pierre-Edouard Bellemare suspension, and also how did Mike do in his game in the DCHL. So with that, we'll be right back from a break. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And we are brought to you by MCW Spring Fever 2016 Tour. The tour is coming to an end this Saturday, April 23rd at the MCW Arena in Joppa, Maryland. Come see Sean Waltman and Billy Gunn in action. Plus, come see, for a very special engagement, WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. For more information or to purchase tickets to the MCW Spring Fever Tour finale, visit MarylandWrestling.com. And we now go to last night's events with Game 3 of the Washington Capitals at the Philadelphia Flyers. The lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin with Nicklas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Andrei Burakovsky with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Mike Richards and Marcus Johansson, Daniel Winnick, Jay Beagle, and Tom Wilson was your fourth line. And then on defense, you had Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Brooks Orpik with John Carlson, Dmitry Orlov with Nate Schmidt, and Braden Holtby starting in net. And of course, this game was going to be a very emotional one for the Flyers. This is the first game at Philly since Ed Snyder passed away, which they did a very special presentation for him before the game started. And with that, you could tell that they had some of the emotion running for them as 57 seconds into the game, Michael Raffel scored his first of the playoffs from Brandon Manning and Sam Gagner. Then at 4:28, Wayne Simmonds would be called for holding. And on that power play at 4:43, Marcus Johansson would score his first of the playoffs from John Carlson and Nicklas Backstrom, their second and fourth of the playoffs, respectively. Then at 11:17, Michael Raffel will be called for interference. Then at 13:45, Jason Chimera will be called for roughing. And at 19:52, Mike Richards would be called for goalie interference. At the end of the first period, the Caps and the Flyers would be tied at 1 apiece. Shots were 11-7 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 13-7 in favor of the Flyers. And hits were 17-14 in favor of the Flyers. The Caps would be 1-for-2 on the power play, whereas the Flyers were 0-for-1, but they're second in progress going into the second period. After an emotional start to the game, the Caps were able to weather the storm from the Flyers and were able to go into the first intermission tied at 1 apiece. The Caps need to remain disciplined and shoot more than pass and create more scoring opportunities for themselves. And then going into the second period at 2:48, Radko Gudas would be called for roughing. At 8:50, Alex Ovechkin would get his second of the season from Nicklas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, their fifth and second respectively of the season, or the playoffs. And then at 10:43, Daniel Winnick would be called for interference. 11:32, Mike Richards and Wayne Simmonds would both be called for roughing. At 18:30, Evgeny Kuznetsov would be called for hooking. And at the end of the period, at the 20-minute mark, Brady and Shen would be called for slashing. At the end of the second period, the Caps would be up 2-1. Shots were 23-14 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 27-13 in favor of the Flyers, and hits were 37-19 in favor of the Flyers. The Caps would be 1-for-3 on the power play, and the Flyers would be 0-for-4. This was an okay second period for the Caps. They got a good goal from Ovechkin, albeit a bad one that Mason wishes he never let in. But the Flyers are outplaying the Caps, and as noticed in the stats, the Caps need to be more disciplined and not retaliate. Plus, they need to create more scoring opportunities for themselves. So keep things, stay disciplined, and create chances. Well, going into the third period, at 1:58, while still on the power play, with 2 seconds remaining on the power play, Evgeny Kuznetsov would score his first of the playoffs from Justin Williams and Braden Holtby, both their first assists of the playoffs. Then at 6:04, TJ Oshie would be called for roughing. Mark Strait would be called for cross-checking as well. Then at 6:35, Radko Gudas would be called for tripping. And on that power play at 7:37, John Carlson would score his third of the season, or the playoffs, from Alex Ovechkin and Justin Williams, their first and second of the playoffs. Then at 9:42, Carl Alston would be called for interference. But then at 12:17, things would really start to break down. Pierre-Édouard Bellemare got a 5-minute major for boarding and a game misconduct, which also resulted in Radko Gudas getting a 10-minute misconduct and Ryan White a 10-minute misconduct. On the 5-minute power play, Alex Ovechkin would score his third of the playoffs for John Carlson and TJ Oshie, both their third assists of the season or playoffs, and that would be at 14:58. Then, due to as a result of the fans throwing the bracelets on the ice, the team was called for delay of game, which was served by Sam Gagner at 14:58. Then at 16:21, Matt Reed would be called for slashing, and at 18:20 on the power play, Jay Beagle would score his second of the playoffs from Nate Schmidt and Dmitry Orlov, both their first of the playoffs. The Caps would go on to win 6-1. Shots were 32-27 in favor of the Flyers. Faceoffs were 33-26 in favor of the Flyers. Hits were 45-26 in favor of the Flyers. The Caps were 5-9 on the power play, and the Flyers were 0-5 on the power play. Holy crap. I think that's the best thing I could say about that third period. It got really ugly in that third period. The Caps, they just played their game. And, you know, kind of quote what Trotz said, you know, after it got out of reach, it really did seem like the Flyers stopped playing the game and were going after guys. I mean, not all of them were going after guys. I think the Bellemare hit, when you watch it over and over again, it wasn't vicious. It's a shame that Orlov did, you know, get his face scoffed up a bit. We did lose Orpik in that game. Orpik was injured in the second period by Ryan White. They're not going to come out and say it, but the guy's got a concussion. But the key thing was is that when this entire mess went down at the 12:17 mark of the third period, the Caps played their game. They didn't retaliate, which is the important thing. And that's something they're going to have to do going into Game 4 tomorrow night in Philadelphia, especially if they hope to sweep the series for the first time in franchise history. So, yeah. Dixon, what is your thoughts on the game? Because I know you watched it.
The first two periods were good, and then it just got really ugly really fast in the third period, especially with looking at the stat sheet. You had, what was it, 4 power play goals by the Caps, and you had
five power play goals on 9 opportunities.
That's just ridiculous. And 4 of those power play goals were in the third period alone. And you just look at it, I'm counting 1, 2, 7, 8 penalties by Philly.
And that one thing alone was like 35 penalty minutes at the 12, whatever mark it was. 12:17, 35 minutes and penalties were doled out.
And I wasn't alive. You weren't alive. But it looked like, sounds like it was going back to the 70s Philly days with the Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, my dad's still wishing that would happen. But it's going into tomorrow's game, which I'll be watching from the safety of your house, Dixon. You know, the key thing, like I said, the Caps need to play disciplined. They can't retaliate. And they just got to play their game like they did in that third period. They just got to keep playing their game. I mean, you hope that they walk out in one piece at the same time, too. So, It's going to be a tough game tomorrow, but hopefully they pull it out. And looking at the time of we've been going for this segment, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll go over the news and notes for yesterday for April 18th. We'll go over the Pierre Edouard Bellemare suspension, which was handed down today. And we'll do how did Mike do. So with that, we'll be back from the break. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to MCWRageTV.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk. Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey fans. Mike and Dixon here. And we are brought to you by the CSA Shows. Ever interested in meeting your favorite athletes or celebrities? Or looking for the right memorabilia for your collection? Then come to the CSA Shows in Chantilly, Virginia. For more information, go to csashows.com, which they have their next show coming up on July 15th through 17th. And one of the people who's been announced is WWE two-time Hall of Famer Ric Flair. And now we are going to hop right into the NHL news and notes for April 18th. Dixon, there's only two games. Take it away.
So, after losing the first two games in their Western Conference first round series and trailing by two goals less than 5 minutes into game three against the Dallas Stars, the Minnesota Wild had nothing to lose. Facing a potential win or go home situation in game four, the Wild scored four unanswered goals in a 5-3 win at Xcel Energy Center on Monday. Dallas leads the best-of-seven series 2-1. Game four is at Xcel Energy Center on Wednesday. And the Los Angeles Kings proved 2 years ago that they can win a Stanley Cup playoff series against the San Jose Sharks after losing the first three games. Tanner Pearson made sure they won't have to try to do it again this year, scoring at 3:47 of overtime to give the Kings a 2-1 win against the Sharks at SCP Center on Monday in Game 3 of their Western Conference first-round series. The Kings cut the Sharks' lead to 2-1 in the best-of-seven series. Game 4 is in San Jose on Wednesday.
And with that, we are going to take a look at the road ahead. The next time we'll be doing an episode will be this Friday, the 22nd. On that episode, we will be covering tonight's game, Game 4, between St. Louis and Chicago, tomorrow's Game 4 between Washington and Philadelphia, and Game 5 on Thursday between Chicago and St. Louis. And of course, obviously, NHL news and notes for that as well. Obviously, the big news of today was Pierre-Édouard Bellemare being suspended for one game for his hit on Dmitry Orlov. Many are saying that one game is enough. Others are saying that no suspension should have come about it. I've watched the video several times in slow-mo and all these other things. But Dixon, I'm going to let you take it away. What are your thoughts on the suspension and whatnot?
Well, seeing as Bellemare, from what I know, had never really had any prior disciplinary problems, and while the hit from behind, it did look like it was a vicious hit, but Orlov was able to get up right away, albeit he did have...
He didn't get up right away. He stayed down for a little bit, then he was able to get up. So... He was down for most of that scrum that was happening.
But the more important thing, though, is that Orlov was able to get up.
Yeah.
And skate back under his own power. So the one game, I feel, was enough for what the hit was.
You know, it's so... I mean, I know that there's been a lot of hits throughout all the series, And from what I understand, this was also potentially done as a way to send a message to the rest of the teams in the playoffs of going, cut some of your crap out, or we're going to start suspending your guys. I think one game is fair, but at the same time, it's interesting because in Bellemare's 100-plus NHL regular season game career, he's only had like 15 minor penalties. And again, no history. It's tough, but at the same time, I think one game is just. I know a lot of, and I'm not saying that as a Caps fan, I'm just saying that as a hockey guy. So yeah, it's a tough situation, and you gotta roll with it sometimes. And and I kind of agree with what they said on the video, because it's like, yeah, you're forechecking, but at the same time, you see somebody about to be, you're looking at the back of the numbers, you kind of gotta let up a little bit. And he didn't let up at all. He kept going for the forecheck. So it's a weird situation, but you gotta go with it. And with that, now we do, how did Mike do? So Dixon, you were watching my game on Sunday. How did I do?
You had a goal.
Yes. I'm tied with you, Haley Williams. I'm tied with you. For the
It
record, I'm
was a
trying
nice
to
goal.
for the record, I'm trying to match, and Haley knows this because I joke with her about this all the time. I'm trying to match Haley's stats from the NWHL. And she had a goal, four assists, and 17 pims. Well, I'm not going for the penalty minutes, I'm just going for the points. So, Haley, I've matched you in goals. I may not score for the rest of the season, knowing how my team's playing. But, yeah, continue, Dixon. I scored my goal, and
It was a nice goal.
turned the goalie inside out. That's what I did.
Yes, you did.
That was weird. Because obviously, the video's up on my personal Facebook page, and I'll probably put it up on. Well, since this episode's on YouTube, I might as well just put it at the end of the episode. Yeah, it was weird. It was a good win by my teammate Mike Elliott at the faceoff circle. We're on a power play, and I kind of take the Ovechkin spot on top of the faceoff circle, and the ball, I just kind of move a little bit, get the ball in my backhand, moved it, and got to like where the hash mark is, and I just let a wrist shot go. And next thing you know, and if you watch the video, it just turns the goalie around. Like, he makes the initial save, but then it just kind of bounces and flops in the net. So it's kind of cool. All right, and Dixon, what did you think about the overall play besides my goal?
The overall play was very interesting. It was a very interesting dynamic between the two different teams and how their play style was.
Well, you had House of Bolton, who's a new team in the league. And then you have the Stick Magnets, who are still trying to get our stuff together because we got like six new people. And I'm one of them. And we're trying to build chemistry. But yeah. So next week, this upcoming Sunday at 1:45 p.m., I take on 5 Minute Major. And that's going to be fun because obviously I play against our good friend Scott. Oh, Scott. He's already overlooking the team, my team already, and thinking he's going to beat us.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he told you that too?
Yep.
Yeah. And 5 Minute Major is my former team. I was supposed to be on them this season, but that didn't pan out, so I need a win. I need a hat trick. House of Bolton didn't sing any Michael Bolton songs to me. I'm kind of mad.
Was disappointing.
That was.
I thought they were going to sing the theme song from Hercules to everybody.
I really wanted that a lot. I really did. I'm kind of sad. House of Bolton, you make me sad. I'm going to beat you next time for making me sad. Which is in like a couple weeks, but so that was that for how did Mike do? Obviously, I scored a goal. Didn't get a bogus penalty called against me this time, which is good. And yeah, Dixon, where can the people follow you on social media?
Well, the people on social media can follow me through Twitter at Kendrick_67. If you don't know how to spell Kendrick, I feel sorry for you. And on Facebook at Ed Kendrick.
And you'll get no Facebook friend requests. Just saying. And then, of course, you can follow the show at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And then also on Twitter at experiencehockey. Friday will be the next episode. I will probably be by myself because Dixon's doing Passover dinner. And Haley's getting ready to play in a charity tournament. So I'll be by myself. And I still have to get ready for MCW on Saturday because I'm covering them on The Experience. Yeah. Actually, I have a lot of fun doing the stuff with MCW. I'm not going to lie. So, with that, until next time, everyone, this has been The Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindemann. He is Dixon Kendrick. Haley, obviously, is not with us tonight. And we are brought to you by Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kilt Girls. For more on Till the Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And with that, until Friday, we will see you on the ice.